Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on and do a little solo episode where I talk to you guys about a topic that either you've asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about recently. And in the past few months, my content has been a little bit more created just kind of around the healing journey and the self-love journey and just becoming a better version of yourself. And I feel like our combos have definitely gotten deeper. I was actually looking through all my episodes the other day, and a lot of my episodes used to kind of just be about, you know, success and the work grind and how to be your most productive self and how to be your most successful self and health and all that stuff. And all that stuff is still things that I talk about and I plan on talking about. But I feel like my content in the past few months has been really just about mental health, self-love, moving on, and the healing journey. And I feel like it's just been such a transformative period for me in the past year, and I'm so happy to be kind of sharing that journey with you guys because I've been able to see how much you guys can relate to me as well, which is always an amazing thing to see. Just I think when people can relate to your situation, it helps you feel a lot of comfort to know that you're not the only person going through the situation that you're in. I love doing little advice sessions with you guys too, because I really just think that it helps to kind of see what people do in your situation. And obviously at the end of the day, no one's in your shoes. No one knows exactly what you're going through. And I was talking about this with a friend the other day too, how even if I give advice and how I give advice into my friends or, you know, on this podcast, or I get advice from other people, no one is in your shoes. No one knows how you feel. No one knows exactly what you've gone through. No one knows exactly what you felt. And I feel like a lot of the time, even for me recently, I've been a little bit more low-key about my situations and how I feel and like what's going on in my life, because it's not that I don't care about people in my life or value people in my life or feel like they should know, but I just think a lot of the time we hear opinions that do nothing but hurt us. This person doesn't know exactly what we're going through. And it's like, if someone doesn't know exactly what position you're in, I feel like it's just not worth hearing their opinion. And so I've been thinking about this more recently, and I've just been kind of more to myself and keeping situations more to myself, because it's like, I don't wanna have to hear an opinion from someone. Not that their opinion doesn't matter, but at the end of the day, it honestly doesn't matter. Like, as close as you are with this person, as much as you value that person, unless they are legit in your shoes, I feel like their opinion really shouldn't matter that much. And so for that reason, I just haven't been as open with things that I'm going through and things I want advice on, because I feel like at the end of the day, unless they've been in that position, which they haven't been because no one will be in your exact position, it's just not worth telling people it. And that's just something I wanted to talk about before starting like the main part of this episode, which kind of does relate to it a little bit, but just being more low key and staying more to yourself, I just think has helped me a tremendous amount. And I kind of just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I just think it helps to be low key and keep things to yourself and all that stuff. In today's episode, obviously you could tell from the title, we're talking about leaving a situation, not belonging in a situation you were in anymore, and just moving on from this life that you used to live and moving on from this idea of the life you were supposed to live leaving your head. And I think that our 20s is such a weird period because you go through so many chapters of your life and new eras, and it's like you're in this era, then you're in that era. Like, you're either going to school, you're graduating, finding a full-time job, you're doing corporate now, you're in a relationship, you're starting a family, you're leaving a relationship, you're finally single and independent, you're moving out. Like, you go through so many things in your 20s and 20s and your 30s, and it's just such a time of learning who you are and going through this journey of life and just learning just who you are through this journey and figuring it out. And I feel like it's just a big, like, we'll figure it out. Like, it'll all be okay. Like, my mantra for the past year has just been like, we'll be all right. Like, we'll be all right. We'll figure it out. Time will tell. Time and faith will put everything into place. And that's kind of just been my mindset with everything, because I feel like I do get a little bit anxious about where I should be in life and what I should be doing and all that type of stuff. And I think it just helps when you sit back and you're like, what's meant to be will be. If it's supposed to happen and if it's supposed to come to me, it will come to me and it will be mine. And it just, I will attract these things. And of course, you can't just sit on your ass and like expect everything just to come to you. You know, you have to really just like light that fire under you and be able to work. And I feel like a lot of the time we expect things to just easily come to us, and it's like they could come to us, but if you're not working towards it and if you're not trying to chase it at the same time, it's not going to come to you. I actually follow this quote. I love this quote so much. And it was like, And then the dreams started chasing me. And it's like, when you work so hard, these dreams and these opportunities chase you. You don't have to chase them. But when you're waking up and choosing to become this better version of yourself and just choosing to be this good version of yourself that you're proud of and you want to work at this company you want to work at, so you're learning all the tools that you have to learn for it. Once you start becoming this version of yourself, these opportunities that you've always wanted will start to chase you. They'll start to follow you. And I've noticed this about my own life personally. I'm in this new place where I'm working so hard and opportunities are coming my way and I'm being able to take advantage of these opportunities because of how hard I've worked in the past year. And it's like, you go through bad times, you go through low periods where you're kind of just like, oh, I'm not proud of who I was. I'm not proud of the spot I'm in my life right now, blah, blah, blah. And you're just not in a good place with yourself. And I think a lot of the time when you're not in a good place with yourself, you think that there's like no light at the end of the tunnel. You can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I've been in that position so many times. But I feel like when you don't see that light under the tunnel, something lights up a fire under you where you're like, okay, we got to figure this out. Like, we can't just be sitting around this whole time. And we have to actually do something about it because this is not a life we're proud of anymore. So what I kind of mean by the title, if even if you could go back, you don't belong there anymore. I think a lot of the time we grieve chapters of our life and we grieve people. And then in a few months or in a few years, we look back and we're like, wait, I really missed that chapter of my life. And you have to grieve a chapter that you were living and you have to grieve people who are still alive because they're still living their life. They're still alive. They're still waking up every morning, hearing the birds chirp and looking at the sky, but you just don't know anything about them anymore. And you're walking past a stranger, but this is a stranger whose laugh you've memorized, who, you know, you've shared nights with and who you know that what they want to be in the future. It's like such a weird feeling to grieve people who are still alive. And it's such a weird feeling to grieve chapters of your life that you're not going to experience again. And I feel like for me recently, I've been thinking about like how many chapters in my life and how many eras of my life that I've gone through, how many people I've lost, how many situations I'll never be in again. Like, I will never work that job I worked a few years ago ever again and work with those people ever again. And it can be a very sad thing because it could be like, wow, like that was such a big part of my life when I was in it. And it was such a great chapter of my life that I loved so much. But at the same time, I have to realize I don't belong there anymore. I outgrew that environment. And let's say it comes to a person that you're no longer in a relationship with. Whether they left you or you left them, they left you for a reason. There was a reason you could not continue the next chapter with this person in your life. I don't know what your situation is with the person, you know, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, whatever it is. There's reasons why you left and there's reasons why they left. And if a lot of the time you're sitting there and you can't understand why someone ghosted you or you can't understand why a relationship or a friendship with someone ended, you have to sit back and you have to realize they were not meant to be by your side in this next chapter of your life. And I think once you realize that and once that hits you, you're able to be like, wow, like it's not making sense now, but it will make sense in a few years. It will make sense in the future. There's going to be a day where I look back at the situation and I'm going to know, oh, that's why it never worked out with them because they would not fit into this life that I'm in now. I have outgrown so many friends that I thought I was going to be friends with forever and ever. And I had a very tough friendship breakup a few years ago where I thought this girl was going to be in my life for the rest of my life. And it got to a point where she wasn't someone I recognized anymore. The things that she liked doing and the things that I liked doing were extremely different. Her morals and values versus my morals and values were extremely different. There was so too much that was different about us where we couldn't even really have a conversation that either of us benefited from. And I think a lot of the time, once you start to realize, like, I can't benefit from this person, they're honestly draining you. If they're not benefiting you, if they're not beneficial, then they're draining you because they're taking away your time and they're taking away your energy. And I've realized this as well. It's like with friendships or relationships, whatever it is, or even family members, if that's the situation you're in, if someone's not adding benefit to your life, if you don't learn something from the conversation or at least feel something from the conversation, like you could have the most stupid, pointless conversation with your best friend, but because it's your best friend, you're probably going to be cracking up and smiling throughout the whole thing. But then if you're like with someone that you're trying to be friends with or that you're not that close with or whatever the situation is, and the conversation isn't benefiting you at all, I think it's important to realize that if it's not benefiting you, it's taking away from you because it's wasting your time. And that's okay to outgrow people. And I've realized that and I've learned that. And it's such a difficult thing because, like I said, a lot of friendship breakups were very heartbreaking because this was someone that we used to talk for hours and hours and hours years ago. And now we wouldn't be able to hold a conversation because this chapter of lives that we're in, this chapter of our life that we're in, we're not meant to be friends. Like, some people are really only there for a chapter. They're not there for the whole book. And it's such a hard thing to realize, like, wow, that person was only meant to be there in that chapter of my life. God knew they were not going to be there 5 years down the line. And I'm grateful that I was able to, like, have that chapter of my life with that person. But I'm also grateful that I don't have this chapter of life with that person, because people don't grow at the same pace as you, and people don't grow in the same direction as you. So if you ever look back on a situation and you think to yourself, why did that person leave me? Why did that person break up with me? Why did that person ghost me? Why did that person not want to be friends with me ever again? It's because the way that you were about to grow and flourish and the chapter of life you were about to be on is something that they would have taken away from you, or it's something that they would have drained you from. And that is something you have to put in your brain. That person would not have worked out with the current version of yourself, whether you think you see it or not. It's true, or else they would be by your side. And if you left a situation, if you broke up with someone, or if you stop being friends with someone, and then you look back a few months down the line or a year down the line and you're like, why did I do that? I miss them. I want them, blah, blah, blah. You have to remind yourself why you left the situation. You have to remind yourself, I knew I deserved better at one point. If you left a relationship or if you left a friendship, you left it because you knew you deserved better than what that person was giving you. Whether they were treating you horribly, whether they did something horrible to you, whether you just fell out of love with someone and just couldn't relate to someone anymore and you just outgrew someone, you knew you wanted better and deserved better. And once you remind yourself, I deserved better at that point, you will feel better in the future. You will say, I would be drained if I kept that person in my life. I would not be growing the way that I'm growing if I kept that person in my life. So if you're ever grieving a chapter of your life, or if you're ever grieving a person in your life that's still alive, you have to remind yourself, they don't belong in this chapter. They're from the other chapters. They don't belong in the rest of the book. And it's so exciting to know that there's so many unwritten chapters in your life that you don't know about, because as much as you met people where the loss of them hurt so much, you're going to meet new people where it's like they're going to come into your life and you're going to think to yourself, where have you been my whole life? I'm 23 and I made a new best friend a few months ago. And it's like amazing to see, like, as you're growing into this person and as you're growing into this version of yourself, it's amazing to see who comes along the way. And I always used to tell myself, like, I think of, like, a few months ago or even almost a year ago, I'd be like, I want to make new friends. Like, I feel like I want to dispose all my current friends and make new ones. I love my friends that I've had for my whole life. But I've always kind of been like, I feel like I want, like, more friends that I can relate to on this situation or that situation. And God really does just throw people in your life when they're supposed to be in your life. And it's like, the friendships I have right now, I am so, so grateful for. Just extremely grateful for every single person in my life. And it's like, I'm so grateful for everyone in my life that I have in my life right now. And I've never felt so grateful for everyone in my life. I've never felt so, like, comfortable and happy with the friendships that I have right now. And I know that it can only get better from here. I know that I can just make more friends and, you know, be in a new relationship and meet all these new people. And I think that's such an exciting thing to look forward to. But I'm so grateful for the life I'm living right now and the people that are in my life for this chapter. Okay, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm so excited to talk about BetterHelp today because I've been focusing so much on just my mental health and just focusing on this healing journey and the self-love journey. And I feel like in the past few months, it feels like my mind is always racing like a hamster on a wheel, where I've been wanting to enjoy my life, but sometimes I'm kept up late at night from some anxious thoughts or just some sad thoughts. And I feel like it's been very difficult to kind of bottle everything in. I'm always someone that kept everything bottled in and never talked about my issues. And when I was introduced to BetterHelp, it really opened my eyes to therapy. And therapy has been such an amazing experience for me. Whether you've ever done therapy in the past or you're thinking about it, talking about your situations helps so much, and BetterHelp is the easiest way to do it. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and best suited for your schedule. I'm in college, I work a full-time job, and I'm also obviously running my own podcast. So I'm always kind of thinking of ways that I can save time, and BetterHelp is such an easy way because all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and it will match you to a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. There's no strings attached with your current therapist. If it takes you a while to find which therapist works best for you, that's totally fine as well. It's time to get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fromeve today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fromeve to get 10% off your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode. So I got a super exciting package in the mail the other day, and it was a package that came at the best time possible. I was in back-to-back classes all day, and I had to come home, and I had 15 minutes before I had back-to-back meetings all day. It's definitely not easy being a full-time student, a full-time employee, and owning your own business, and so I'm always thinking of ways that I can save the most amount of time for myself. I came home from all my classes, stressed out about what I was gonna cook before my meetings, and I opened my front door, and I see a big package from Daily Harvest. I was so excited. I opened the package and I had so many easy to prep options. All I had to do was add some water to my meal and microwave it, and it was so delicious. They work hard on their food so that you can work hard for your body. And it's so easy to kind of just eat healthy and make better choices with your eating schedule because of Daily Harvest. Their packaging is amazing and eco-friendly. And I felt so great after eating the meal from Daily Harvest. It was delicious. I had their harvest bowl with like broccoli and cheddar, and it was delicious. It was so good, so easy to make. I prepped it, cooked it, and ate it all within 15 minutes right before my meeting, which was such an amazing feeling. So I'm so excited to be working with them for today's episode. So keep yourself and your freezer full with hassle-free meals from Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/fromeve for up to $65 off your first box. I'll link it in the description below. Let's continue with the episode. It's also so important to remember when you, let's say you went through a breakup or a friendship breakup or whatever it is a few months ago, a few years ago, and you're in this new body and you're still missing that person from that chapter. You have to realize that the pain that you went through, the heartbreak that you went through, you grew through that. You grew through that pain. You are not the same person that you were before that heartbreak. You will never be the same person again after heartbreak. You will be better than who you were before because you are growing through the pain. And this new version of yourself that you are, that person that you left or that left you does not deserve this new version of yourself. The new version of you does not belong where you were before you healed and before you grew. When you go through heartbreak or you go through pain or you go through grief or whatever it is that you go through, there's a new version of you that comes out of that. I always use this quote about waves, and waves mean a lot to me. I always talk about waves, not even just because like, oh, the ocean is beautiful. I love the ocean, but waves to me are, I always live by two quotes that have to do with waves. One of them is healing comes in waves, and sometimes the waves hit the rocks, and that's okay because that's such a good reminder that the healing journey is not a linear journey. It's up and down, up and down, up and down. It's gonna hit the rocks one day, and then it's gonna be smooth sailing one day. And another quote I love about the waves is the waves come up and they crash, but they always come back up. But every time a wave comes back up, it looks different. You will never, ever, ever see the same exact wave after it crashes. And it's just like humans, we crash, and we come back up, but we come back up looking a little different. And that's what I think of when I think of growing through the pain of losing someone or leaving a chapter of your life or grieving someone or going through a little bit of depression or anxiety. This new version of yourself that comes out of that growing and that healing journey is this version of yourself that those people do not deserve anymore. And sometimes you might think to yourself, well, maybe it's the right person, wrong time. Maybe if they knew me now, things would be different. No, because if they were meant to know you now, if you were meant to be together, you wouldn't have met a few months ago. You wouldn't have met a few years ago. And if you are meant to be together, they'll find their way back at some point, but it is not your time. I have flourished after people have left my life. I have grown in ways I would have never known I was growing. And it's because that person, whether you see it or not, was taking away from the situation you're in. They were taking away from whether it was your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, no matter what it was. That person could have been taken away from the situation. They could be taking things away from you that you don't realize. And I think, at least for me, I get very emotionally attached and emotionally invested in people. I just care about people so much. Like, when I care about you, I care about you. Like, I ride or die for you. And because of that love that I give to the people I care about, if it's not reciprocated, I'm being drained from that love. And it's like that person is now draining me, emotionally draining me, and I can't focus. I can't put my love and my, you know, energy into work or into the gym or into school because this person is taking it away from me. And someone shouldn't be taking those things away from you. A friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend should not be taking those things away from you. They should be providing you with more of it. If you can grow while you're in the relationship, then you're in the right relationship. And I think that's such an important thing to remember is if you're with the right person, you can grow with that person. That person's not going to stop you. And so when I hear a lot of guys nowadays, I feel like just from like friends that, you know, talk to guys or just situations I see or DMs I get from you guys, they'll be like, this guy, you know, he really likes me, but he really wants to like work on himself and like grind out. So for that reason, he doesn't want to be with me. A man will know that a woman, a good woman, will help him to grow. A man will know that. A boy will think he has to be alone. He has to grind. He has to make all this money and be with the boys and blah, blah, blah. A boy will think that. A man will know that he will flourish and grow even more with the right woman by his side. And that is such an important thing to remember, because the right woman, when a woman is in love, she is the most loving, caring, nurturing, and supportive version of herself to that man, if she is in love. And if that man is in love, he will want to take care of that woman, and he will want to protect that woman with his life, and he will want to grow with that woman. But if you put a guy and a girl that are just trying to have fun with each other and whatever, you're not going to get that outcome. You're probably going to be more confused and anxious and emotionally drained from this person, because you can't read them, because they don't even know what they want with their lives. I think it's so important to take time to yourself 100% and grow by yourself and work by yourself. But if the right person comes along, if you see a good girl in front of you, if you see a good guy in front of you, you're not going to want to pass up that opportunity to get to know them. You don't want to pass up the opportunity of having them. You don't even want to risk losing them. You don't want to risk someone taking them from you. And I think that's a very important thing to realize in a trait in a guy that maybe you're interested in, or that you like, or you're thinking of being with, or whatever it was. If it's the right person, they will realize they can grow with you. I know that kind of swerved out of the direction of like, even if you could go back, you wouldn't belong there anymore. But I think it's just the whole message of there is better out there for you than what you had. God will either bring back this person or you will get better. And that is such a comforting thing to remember, that if it's not that person that you want right now, if that ends up not being your person forever, it will be someone better. And that's such an important thing to keep reminding yourself. If it's not going to be this person, it's going to be someone better. So it's like, it's a win-win situation. You can't lose, because you're either going to be with someone way better than who you want now, or you're going to be with who you want now. You're not going to be with worse than that. And that is such an important thing to remember. You have to keep reminding yourself of that. And I think a lot of time we're like, well, I want them now. You might just be bored. You might just want the attention. You might just miss that person and miss that chapter of your life because you're bored right now. And if you're bored, pick up a book, start getting new hobbies, start making new friends, start planning trips, start working towards your job, start working towards your education. If you're bored because a guy's not messaging you, keep yourself busy and work on yourself. And then when you're not looking for it, it will come to you, because it will come to you when it's supposed to come to you. And that's kind of the mindset I've been in recently. I have so much to do with school, with work, with my business, with looking for a job, all this stuff. I have so many amazing things going on in my life right now. The last thing I need to focus on is meeting new people and all that stuff. And when I'm supposed to meet someone, they will find their way into my life when God thinks that they should. Because I keep seeing like quotes about like, God is working on you and God is working on them. And when he has finished working on both of you, and when you have finished growing on your own, he will bring you two together. And I love thinking of that. I love thinking of that so, so much. And so I think it's just a good reminder that you don't want to go back in the past. You don't want to go back to the people that left you and the people that you left, because there is a reason that you are not in each other's lives anymore. Whether you see the reason or you don't know the reason, whatever it is, there is a reason you are not in each other's lives anymore, and there is better coming for you. And when you remind yourself that there is better coming for you in the next few chapters, and that your book has a happy ending, I promise you will feel so much better about the situation. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I know it's been like kind of a rant. I feel like my episodes have been like me kind of just like venting to you guys, but also in the best way possible, because it's like I'm venting about situations that I think it's like, if I were on FaceTime with my best friend, this is exactly what I would want to be hearing. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you have an amazing and safe weekend. All my socials are linked down below if you want to find me, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah. Thank you.